The trade deadline is a week away. Ravens are in training camp. Another day of practice in the books at one winning drive. It's a perfect time to talk to our buddy Ty Karpovich, covers the Ravens for BaltimoreSports.com. The O's for PressBox. And Karp, thank you as always for joining us. So let's start here. How hard is it to glean much what you're seeing offensively without Lamar Jackson there? Another day missed at training camp today.
Oh, big time. You know, it's not the same energy. You know, the players are playing hard. Don't get me wrong. They're working hard. But it's not the same energy we had Lamar. When he shows up, the crowd's going to go nuts. He's a starting quarterback. He's a guy who's going to be making a play. So you want to see him out there. Now, he's sick. There's nothing you can do about it. Harbaugh said he'll be back when he's deemed healthy. So we'll see. But, you know, we're going to look at the backups. But, right. Right now, offense is sort of a little temporary without Lamar Jackson. Rashad Bateman's getting a lot of targets, catching a lot of balls. But again, when Lamar gets back, it's going to be a different team out there.
The defense had their way with them again today, or was it a little more pronounced yesterday than today defensively? Or
OA is crushing people. At one point in practice, Harbaugh had to pull him aside and say, dude, take it easy. Take it easy with these guys. He's making sure he doesn't run into any players, but he's dominating. Now, Arthur Moy had another interception. Defense has gotten the best of these guys. But again, I think today the receivers played better today. They make a lot of catches. Zay Flowers looks really good. The way he's catching the ball, he's juking defenders. You can see he's more agile than last year. Devontae Walker had a nice catch, a diving catch in the far field. It was kind of away from us, but the crowd went crazy when he caught it. Deontay Hardy, he's probably the favorite to get a job as a returner.
Yeah.
Also had a couple nice catches. So, yeah, the offense played better today. And Derrick Henry's a beast. What about Buddy Gans? They don't have pads on. We don't know how much we're getting out of this.
We're talking to Ty Karpovich, Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, let's get back to Owe. And, we had Jonas Schaefer on a couple weeks ago, and he feels like, based on the analytics, he's due for a breakout year. We've seen him dominate in camp before. Are you expecting to see a more dominant OA in games this year?
Well, I think we're going to see a solid player.
Right.
He has to get to the quarterback. He has to get sacks. Can he develop a scheme where he can get to the quarterback more? We'll see. He's always been a good player. I think he led the team last year with an 18.2% rush rate. So he's getting close, he's just not finishing. So, they need to replace 9.5 sacks with Jadeveon and Clowney. Where are they going to get that? Van Noy had 9 sacks and caused a Clowney last year, I think, that sort of helped the case there. So, yeah, they're going to need Owe to kind of, be in an 8-10 sack range if they were to approach from quarterbacks. I think he can do it. It's a matter of if he can execute it.
Where in the world is Marlon Humphrey? Was kind of a game we played throughout OTAs, or more like, why in the world isn't Marlon Humphrey healthy enough to be out there? But he's good to go now, right? I guess so far so good. He seems to be in a pretty good headspace as well.
Yeah, he's looked really good. He's lost some weight. It was a better decision to hold out the OTAs, not because of injuries. We'll see about that. He's looked really good. I think that I think him and Ronnie Stanley, the sort of the sense of urgency is there.
Yeah.
Because they got young guys coming up, who could take their jobs. I think Marlon Humphrey even said today, he's open to playing a little safety, which is probably the next step in his career as far as being an outside guy. But yeah, he looked really good. The key for him is to stay healthy because he was hurt last year and it didn't hurt the Ravens. They have Wiggins and Tampa. Guys, they drafted. He was ready to come up. Wiggins, he's got ready to play. An interception yesterday. He's quick. He's a ball hawk. He's got to put some more muscle on him. But he's a guy who can take over that starting job.
We're talking to Ty Karpovich, Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's switch to the Orioles. And we are now exactly a week. By the way, it's a week and an hour until the trade deadline. The trade deadline 6 o'clock next Tuesday. We're seeing lots of reports. Our friend John Morosi says that Tigers have scouts in Norfolk. The Orioles and Tigers are talking. Jeff Passan today talking about the Orioles willing to trade guys like Ryan Mountcastle, Cedric Mullins. How are you reading these tea leaves right now, Karp?
Well, I think, I just saw a report now that Orioles are the favorite to get through Skubal, which would be huge. Now, what do they have to give up for them? I don't think the Orioles are going to trade, they're not going to trade their top guys. I think Basalo could be on the table. I think Kerstad maybe, I just make a lot of people pull the trigger. Jackson Holliday, I think he's a guy he's, I don't think he's touchable right now, but we'll see. You know, they I think the Orioles do have to make a bold move. This could be the year. You know, I mean, you can't predict the future. The time to win is right now. They got the second best record in major leagues, and they have a iffy rotation at best. You know, Kramer's sort of, you know, we don't know what we get for Kramer each game. You know, and in the fifth spot, wide open for a guy. You know, and Kate Probert, he's a rookie, so you got to monitor his innings. So you know, I think Elias is going to pull the trigger, but when you got a guy like Jackson Holliday in your minors, that's the guy everybody wants.
Yeah,
you know, and if you're not going to give him up, you might go elsewhere. I think the Yankees are going to probably pull up a big move. So it's going to be interesting to see what Michael Elias does here. He's got to show that now. You know, he stopped up farm system. They're the best farm system in Major League Baseball. Now he's got to show that they can make a deep run here at the major league level, and he needs support for that.
Yeah, if you want to chuckle, go check out the Yankees starting lineup tonight with our guy Jahmy Jones leading off.
Big fan of his.
J.D. Davis batting fourth. It is something.
The Yankees are going to get a bat and a pitcher.
Oh, they need a lot of help. They need a lot of help. Yeah. I can't imagine, Todd, that they would take someone in Chase McDermott who's never pitched in the majors before, put him on the taxi squad, have no starter listed for tomorrow, and somehow decide he's not going to get that
start. And by the way, push Corbin Burns.
Push Corbin Burns to Thursday, yes. Right? I have a hard time seeing a scenario where they're not going to give this guy at least one opportunity to start in the majors, maybe one more before we get to the trade deadline.
Yeah, the Marlins are 30 games under 500. You know, this is a team where you make your debut against. You know what I mean? See what you can do against that lineup. Yeah, I would think that they're going to see this kid can do. Again, though, you know, I think JC talked about this. You know, is it so far to move this kid to the bullpen? You know, and offer support there. You know, let him get his innings. Let him get a taste of Major League Baseball. Pull him in, you know, less pressure spots. So that'll be interesting to see if it works out. But, yeah, they got three games against the Marlins where they can get a look at some guys because this team's not very good.
Well, remember, they did exactly this with D.O. Hall, right? They gave him that start in Tampa, and then they said, hey, you're going to go to the minors and work a few times out of the pen, and then we're going to bring you back up as a reliever. So it's not like there isn't recent precedent for this.
Yeah, I think that's a practical way to go about it, too. Let these guys get a taste, major league hitting, and less pressure spots. Let them adjust to it. Not saying the kid's going to be a reliever the rest of his career, but let them build up a little bit. And also, you can serve their innings coming out of the bullpen.
Carp, we talked about a starter. Would you like to see the Orioles get a bullpen arm from the outside? You're in Miami. You could bring old friend Tanner Scott back with you if you'd like.
Yeah, you could. But, you know, if they get that, if they trade for that starter, they can move one of the guys in the rotation into the bullpen. So that's sort of help there. I think they'll go mid-level bullpen. I think they really need to pull a trigger on a high-end starter, and I think they can get by where this bullpen's going. Columbus coming back in September, too, so they're getting support. You know, they're going to have some help. So, you know, I think the focus has to be on a star, maybe a right-handed bat, maybe, if somebody's out there.
We talked about this very early in the show and haven't been able to get back to it, but it's something we'll explore down the road. What do you think about an Anthony Santander extension? Like last year, Teoscar Hernandez, a similar guy. Like these two, among all major league right fielders, the last 3 years are tied with 91 home runs, tied for fifth among all right fielders /DHs. Neither superior in the outfield. Tony's a little younger than him. You know, he got 23.5 1 year from the Dodgers. Like we saw Soler get three years, $42 million. So if you could get Tony 3 years around $18 million a year with him being a switch hitter, as you're going to get more Latin players up here, right? He's essentially sort of a homegrown internet. The Guardian signed him. We didn't, right? But like we got him when he was still in the minors. I don't know. Is there a case to be made about him being here maybe even longer than a Mullins or a Hayes or a Ramon or these other guys?
See, the problem is there's a log jam in the outfield, you know. We were talking about this in the Braves media room today. Is he a guy you trade? You know, he's got a lot of value. He's a 30 home run guy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think you trade him to an American League team because they don't want him to come back and haunt you. You know, but you can trade for National League. He's got some value, you know. And if you're not going to offer him an extension, then I think, you know, you think about trading him because you don't want to walk for nothing. And I think he's priced himself up pretty good. Like you say, a switch hitter. You know, he's a 30 home run guy. But again, Orioles is a surplus of outfielders now. Hayes and Mullins, you don't know their future. Mm. Yeah, Thursday, Cowles and Stowers there, you know, knocking on the door. So that's, you know, I think you have to make this decision sooner than later.
Carp, before we let you go, you opened the door there, so I want to ask you, and Jeff Passan alluded to it as well. I'll throw guys, these are basically guys that preceded Mike Elias, and that's Mountcastle, Mullins, Hayes, Santander. In your opinion, the odds that one of them or more aren't here when the deadline passes?
I think Mullins will be here. Santander, too. I don't know. Unless they package him. I think Hayes might get the DFA. I don't know. We'll see. You know, because I don't know much you can get back for Hayes on the trade market, because he's a free agent also.
So, well, he's got options. Yeah. You could always just send Austin Hayes to Norfolk, right? Like, instead of giving him away. You could just...
Yeah.
He'd send him down there like they used to do at McKenna, right? And he's the right-handed hitting sort of guy.
He becomes Ryan McKenna.
I mean, way better than McKenna, but like I'm just saying, you could keep him for deep depth.
He might stalk in Norfolk, though. He's already, you know, his body language is already, you know, he's not in a good headspace right now.
Todd Karpovich covers the Ravens for BaltimoreSports.com, covers the O's for PressBox. Karp, always great, man.
Thanks, we'll talk
next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Baltimore baseball tonight.
Yours truly. Not yours truly, but yours truly.
Yeah, yours truly. And Ryan Ripken, 5:30 here on The Fan.